This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. So Apple says it plans to invest $500 billion and add 20,000 new workers over the next 4 years, all part of an effort to avoid tariffs on China, which President Trump has imposed. So Mark, what is the company planning? What do you do with 20,000 new workers?
Yeah, thank you so much. So let's just take a step back here. Donald Trump wants to be able to go back to his base. He wants to go back to the country and say that he's bringing jobs back to America. He's bringing more manufacturing back to America. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, wants to go back to his company and say that we're avoiding tariffs, right, on the iPhone. Tariffs on the iPhone could potentially raise prices, could slim margins. It would just be bad for the overall business. So you have both of these sides here. And what the two men essentially figured out is that there is a way to meet in the middle and make a deal, so to speak, that's good for both of them, right? My belief is that this is an olive branch to Cook, from Cook, excuse me, to Trump, asking him to give a reprieve on tariffs for the iPhone. In exchange, Trump gets the tout, as he has the last few days, that Apple's bringing 20,000 jobs back to America and investing $500 billion. Now, the truth is a little bit more nuanced. The reality is that Apple already hires 5,000 or so people a year, some of them for R&D. Apple already spends tens of billions of dollars per year in the United States. So very little here is actually new. The big development here is the announcement to really get Trump on their side.
So this is something they may have hammered out in the Oval Office, or was it something that the company had been thinking about for a while?
I'm not saying they hampered or they came up with this plan together in the Oval Office. What I'm saying is Apple put out an announcement essentially to detail things that they have already been doing for the most part in order to convince Trump that they're good for America, in order to ask Trump to not put tariffs on the iPhone. Tim Cook went to the Oval Office last week, presented this plan to Trump, and at the same time told Trump, essentially, it would be great if the iPhone didn't get tariffed. Look how much we're doing for America. Trump gets a big win today, being able to proclaim that he got Tim Cook and Apple to invest $500 billion in the United States. Tim Cook and Apple are obviously not going to correct him and say, we were already doing this. And so this is Apple trying to figure out a PR strategy to get Trump to play nice with them and protect their iPhone.
Interesting maneuvering. Okay, what about investing then in manufacturing in the U.S. rather than relying on overseas?
So they're not moving the manufacturing of any of their products from China to the United States or from Asia to the United States. What they're doing here is working with Foxconn, which has a new manufacturing facility opening in Houston, Texas, to manufacture server infrastructure, and that infrastructure will go towards AI purposes, so for Apple Intelligence, the cloud component of that. So the servers will be built here by Foxconn, but the chips themselves within the servers, those are going to continue to be made by Taiwan. Then they'll be exported from Taiwan to the U.S. to be plugged into that server stacks that are being made in Houston.
That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.